My next guest is a big deal. She returns to the WGV Morning Show, and she's a big deal because there's a gold star circle emblem on her latest work. She's a winner. She's a pick, a choice. 2019 Michigan notable book, The Last Michigan Mermaid, written along with Anne-Marie Ooman. Thank you to you for being back in studio. Poet Linda Nemec Foster, much on your resume for an introduction, but I think poet covers it all. Hi, Linda.
Hello, Shelley. Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
That you are here and still writing your poems.
Yes.
I know you're a poet, writer, literary presenter, mm-hmm. and now you're a Michigan notable book winner. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me to talk about this big award. It is a big deal, bigger than I thought it would be because this is my first. And this is what happens. The Library of Michigan, our wonderful library that services the state in Lansing, sponsors this award. And they've been doing it since, I think they've had some kind of award program since the early 90s, but it really took off in the late 90s when the Library of Michigan took over. And they choose 20 titles a year, and they could be anything. They could be sports, novels, geography, history, memoir, poetry, short stories. And I found out last year there were around 350 books submitted or nominated in all genres. Only 20 were selected, and ours was the only poetry collection. So it was a big competition, but we are so happy and pleased.
Of course, you were proactive. You submitted for a nomination.
And it was actually the publisher, Wayne State University Press, that did all that background work. And it is a book that I've talked to you about before when it first came out last year. I co-authored it with Anne-Marie Ooman. It is a short story all in poems. It's a wonderful arc of a story between a young girl and this mythic mermaid in Lake Michigan that she connects with. And it's a wonderful story of family dynamics and mothers and grandmothers and daughters and the love of water. And it's fully illustrated by Meredith Riddle. Beautiful illustrations, every page.
Tell me about just the cover itself. Is enough
gorgeous,
to just, I don't
want
to get pen ink on it.
It is all watercolors, and Meredith Riddle is a wonderful fine artist. She lives in Holland, teaches at Holland Christian High School, and I've known her for many years. I've collected her work as a fine artist, and when her name came up as an illustrator, I thought, this is perfect. Now, keep in mind, she's never illustrated a book before. She's done book covers, but she's never illustrated a full book. This is her first, and she's won this award along with us. I've done a lot of collaborations before, as you know, with musicians. You had Steve Talaga, a jazz pianist, here with me. I've done a collaboration with him, and I've done collaborations with a visual artist, but never a writer where we've written a book fully together. So this was all a first for all of us. Wayne State University Press had never done a book like this before. So it was wonderful, wonderful.
Time for this type of book. Mm-hmm. Now, the gold seal does designate your Michigan notable book.
Yes, it does.
Award winner. Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
And there was a wonderful ceremony in Lansing, April 27th, a wonderful ceremony where we received our awards, and we met the other, 20 authors,
right.
of the other 19 authors of the other books. And the keynote speaker was a man by the name of Josh Malerman. He won a Michigan Notable Book a number of years ago for his novel Bird Box, which was then made into the movie, a big hit with Sandra Bullock. So he was there to do the keynote address for our award ceremony. It was really a wonderful night.
Sounds
wonderful.
Like you were as inspired as the rest. Linda Nemec Foster again in the house, 2019 Michigan Notable Book winner, along with her co-author and illustrator. I do need to ask if you would, to read a poem.
All right.
Open your book and read one.
Let's see. Here we go. Keep in mind, this is written by two people, so I will read a poem that I wrote.
Well, I guess you're in studio. That's okay.
Yes, yes. And just a little backstory about this book. It's a young girl. She's around middle school age. And so the audience, this isn't a Disney mermaid book. This is a little bit older audience, middle school, high school, college, and adult. Adults love it. It's been taught in high schools and college curriculum for women's studies program. So this is a book about relationships and longing and finding companionship. So this girl has some family dynamics going on, and she is looking for some peace and solace in Lake Michigan, where she lives. So this is a poem written in the voice of the mermaid, and it's about how the mermaid is looking for her, too. And it's called The Mermaid in the Lake. Away from the depth of oceans, away from the edge of stark rocks, away from the dancing rivers, away from the stillness of ponds, away from the green reeds of marshes, away from the empty laughter of fountains, away from all the waters I have known, I come to this lake, this blue pearl. I come to touch the bottom of its memory. I come to trace its line of horizon. I come to sing of its clouds and their shadows. I come to claim its shells and sand and gulls. I come to find loneliness and its daughter. I come to find her.
Again, an award winner, Linda Nemec Foster. Thank you for that. And I trust the book is out for purchase?
Oh, yes. It's out and doing very well in its third printing, which is unusual for a book of poetry. Maybe not unusual for Stephen King, but for a book of poetry to go into its third printing. And it's only been out a year. It was published in the spring of 2018. It's available at Schuller's, various book outlets, Amazon, of course, BarnesandNoble.com. But we love to push our local independent bookstores. So please, Schuller Books.
Yes. Just a couple minutes before I bid you adieu, Linda. How does one get started in this art of poetry?
Oh, wow. Well, long story, long journey, but short story for you is you have to love language. Even before I started writing, I started reading a lot, you know, just reading all sorts of things. And then I just began writing for myself. And I had a wonderful mentor, Richard Jansma, who taught at Michigan State and Central in the the mid-70s. He saw me at a workshop at a bookstore and really encouraged me and told me, go for it. And when I moved to Detroit, I studied under Faye Kicknasswe at Wayne State. And then she told me, hey, go to grad school, consider your master's of fine arts in creative writing. And that was late 70s, early 80s. And I began the journey.
Sounds like it took that one person to
believe
in you and yet believe in yourself.
Yes.
And here you are.
Thank you.
Because you were poet laureate.
Yes, I was. First poet laureate of Grand Rapids from 03 to 05. And because of that, I have been invited to teach for a month in Europe in October, teaching at our sister city. You know, Grand Rapids has five sister cities, and the one in Poland is Bielsko-Biała. The university and the mayor there have invited me to come for a month to teach at the university, read, do community workshops, speak at high schools, and also the graduate students at the university are translating my books into Polish for their master's thesis, so I'll be a resource for them. So again, the poet laureateship has really, really done well, and done well for my career, too.
LindaNemecFoster.com for more information. Congratulations to you and your co-author, co-illustrator, Linda. We'll talk again, bask in your success.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.